Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, of course, the President of the United States, giving his first news conference since taking office yesterday. From the Washington Post, President Biden outlined a sort of triage, signaling that his focus for now is chiefly on the pandemic and a push to rebuild roads, bridges, and technology. Your thoughts on the President's news conference yesterday?
Well, first of all, I thought he was great. It was as if you were having a conversation with a friend, as opposed to being talked at and the divisiveness that the former president was known for. It was just a lovely experience. It was. And he made a lot of news. So, for example, David, he said that he would run for another term, or he planned to run for another term. But he talked about fate, meaning it can come upon you at any time. But he was smart to do that. And he said Harris would be his running mate and that she was doing a terrific job. And he's putting her in charge at the border. And it means a great deal, because if you just have the first woman vice president just standing there with her hands folded, it doesn't really play well. But now he's beginning to give her more and more responsibility. And the fact is, they have to do that, because after all, she is in every sense, you know, his replacement. If for some reason fate intervenes, as he indicated. So, David, I thought that his saying that he would run for another term was a very smart move. Because if you say you're not going to run for another term, people start to count you out. And I think it was a brilliant tactical move.
He also seemed to have a very firm grasp on the immigration situation. I mean, he explained it not only from the perspective of it has nothing to do with me being a nice guy or former President Trump not being a nice guy when it comes to immigration. He went point by point, including the fact that the majority of the minors that are there are teenagers, mostly boys, that it was unconscionable that anybody had to be in these conditions and that they were working already to improve them. But his understanding of the relationship with Mexico, of how it works at the border and what needs to be done, he seemed to have a clear grasp of that.
He did. You know, one of the things that people are looking at, David, is the fact that he asks his aides for information all the time. That, I think, is the mark of a true leader. And we know that the former president didn't want to much hear from anybody. You know, he thought he was right all of the time. Biden relies on his experts, but mostly, you know, you really had the feeling that he was in charge, that he had learned what he needed to do. When he talked about the kids on the border, he said, I'm not going to let those children starve. And then he went on to say that it was Trump who did that, and he wasn't going to be like that. I don't think there's an American mother, father, or grandparent who didn't understand that and appreciate the fact that children are children.
He also went on at length about China and his relationship with Xi and how he made that relationship as vice president. And they spent 2 hours on the phone the other day, despite what we're hearing about the kerfuffle in Alaska, that they seem to understand each other on the multiple complex issues between the two countries.
He was quite clear about the kind of government that China has versus the kind of democracy, small d, that America has. And he laid it out for people. We all know that when you're a dictator, you can make people do pretty much as you like. When you're a president of the United States, you have to appeal to people's better nature, as he has been doing with the Republicans. He doesn't engage in dangerous rhetoric that will divide us. So it's all good. He waited a while before he had a press conference. He got asked some tough questions, but I have a feeling that he impressed the people who were sitting in front of him.
And he seemed most receptive to changes to the filibuster.
He did. Look, there's a great danger to the filibuster. If the Republicans are reelected in the off-year elections in 22, they would have free sailing if there is no filibuster. On the other hand, if you want to get stuff done now and say, the hell with the consequences here, if you want to pass the kinds of legislation, infrastructure, and everything else that this president is talking about, then you're going to have to do away with the filibuster. You put your money down and it takes your chance.
You know, Alan, you've talked in many programs about FDR and balancing the playing field between the rich and poor. And it seemed like President Biden was talking about similar things, that the billionaires and the millionaires have gotten so much, but the hardworking Americans trying to go paycheck to paycheck, put food on the table and pay for health care when they didn't have it. He says he's working for those Americans and wants to level that playing field.
Well, that's what the election was all about. We all know it. Trump represented the wealthy class in America, and Biden comes along, and you have a sense that he just understands that the American people can't afford to allow this huge difference between those who have and those who have not got. And he makes that point, as you suggest. It was the basis of the American election. That's the way the country divided. The Republicans and the people who usually have the most money were deathly afraid of a Biden presidency. And along is coming Biden. He was elected with huge help from the African-American community in the United States. And instead of just BSing, he comes along and he says, I'm going to make some real changes here. And he is doing as he promised.
The other aspect of democracy that he focused on was voting rights. He criticized GOP efforts to limit those rights. Georgia governor has now signed a voting bill that curtails drop boxes and imposes new ID requirements for mail voting. This literally is our democracy under attack.
There's no question, and it's just bad news. The idea that the Georgia Republicans, having lost a crucial election, say, well, we didn't like that, so we're going to rig the next election by not letting, for example, African Americans vote. It's back to Jim Crow. We're going to change the rules so that we have an advantage. It's disgusting, it's degenerate, and it's who they are.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Everyone have a great weekend. Those that can, get vaccinated. Everybody else, mask up.
Well, you know, we're getting to the point now where the Biden plan is to get 200 million Americans vaccinated in its first 100 days. What a difference between what we see here and what we saw with the last guy. And David, thank you for being here.
Thank you.